This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State regulators sharply questioned Xcel Energy during a hearing last week about the company's liability insurance. The state's largest utility uses that insurance when it causes catastrophic events like wildfires. Xcel says the price of its premium has increased to an all-time high of nearly $50 million, and the company has said it may try to pass on some of that to customers. But that concerns some lawyers, like Justin Larson with the State Attorney General's office.
If the company were to be found liable for damages, wouldn't it be unfair for ratepayers to bear the costs related to that liability?
Xcel does not need state approval in order to do so. Regulators are expected to make a decision in December. Congresswoman Brittany Patterson is working with a group of bipartisan lawmakers that wants Congress to focus on affordable housing. She's been named a co-chair of the YIMBY, or Yes in My Backyard, caucus that aims to find housing solutions. She says it's about bringing a bipartisan group together to encourage policies that help new housing development and address outdated zoning and slow permitting. Patterson adds one step would be to open more federal incentives for community-conscious developments. The group of about two dozen members will get to work at the start of next year. And the second round of the NCAA Division II football playoffs will feature two Minnesota schools traveling to Colorado. Colorado State Pueblo hosts Minnesota State. Bemidji State heads to the Western Slope to play Western Colorado. Both Colorado schools are the top two seeds in their region and meet in the next round if they win this weekend. Both games kick off Saturday at 1 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.